Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, June 25th, 2020. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
We're recording this earlier in the morning because we had to do some live commentary here. There is a man standing outside the studio right now waiting for the bus. And he has, would you say, Shauna, the greatest skullet you've ever seen in your life?
I have never seen anything like this. His head is gleaming in the sunshine right now, completely hairless, and he has the perfect scraggly blonde skullet.
It's incredible. He's also wearing a full Canadian tuxedo.
He's smoking a dart right now, okay?
Is that a dark one? He's got a denim jacket.
Yep.
Got his jeans on.
Tight pants. Tight denim pants. He is listening to something. I need to know what he's listening to.
His headphones were tangled and he was vigorously shaking them, trying to get them untangled, like getting angry at them.
Yep.
And he's the wild thing is he's been here for 5 minutes at this point, and
we can't stop staring.
We can't even do our jobs.
I can't even. I need to know what he's listening to. I really do. Like,
well,
I just want to. Do you think I can run out there and ask? Oh my God, I've never seen, this is God, Beckler. I don't believe in God, but this is God telling us everything's going to be good, okay?
He looks like my dad.
He does, that's what I was thinking. He looks identical to your dad, but with a skullet.
If my dad were to grow his hair out long and wear all denim,
yeah.
That would be my dad. Oh, he's on the move now. Where's he going? Uh-oh. He's walking towards us. Oh, he's coming in the building.
Oh my God. Oh, someone's phoning him.
Oh, so he was waiting to get in the building.
Oh my God, he'll be here for a while. I need to ask him some questions.
We wanted to just abandon what we were going to talk about next on the air and talk about him, but we have a speaker outside the studio, so he'd be standing there listening to us talk about him. We can't do that.
But we talked about, if I knew he was self-aware, like, he must know that he has a glorious skullet, but I was like, I want to interview him. Like, I wanted to bring people in with good mullets into the studio and just sit them down and chat, because, man, I might find him later. Like, I might just try and if I can see him and just say hi, like, get a judgment on if he'd be cool for an interview, because we need to know what's going on there.
Well, what's that skullet life like?
Like, full Canadian tuxedo and a skullet that is the most, like...
We've seen a lot of skullets. We have people sending us photos of skullets all the time, but this was remarkable.
I have never... I'll be thinking about that for years.
June 25th, 2020. What a gift.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
When you see freshly paved road, Beckler, what's the first thing you think of?
Ripping on rollerblades.
Okay. It's not just me then.
No.
I saw it yesterday and I was driving down this amazingly freshly paved and I was like, all I want to do is grab a pair of blades and rip the crap out of this.
Being like the first one. I remember when they paved my street.
Oh,
and
man.
Like, as soon as they removed the signs, the barricades, I woke up early and I went. I was pretty young at the time.
Yeah.
Woke up early and put on my blades, and it's so quiet and smooth.
Oh my God. It feels like angels under your feet. It's strange because I haven't been on rollerblades in, I don't know, since I was 11. I don't know when the last time I
was
going to
say. It's been like 20 years for me, I think.
And I still think of that feeling. Like, that's how crazy that is. But you know how it is when you start rollerblading and you're in really rough patches of gravel, and then the opposite is true and you feel like you're about to die. You're like, well, this is going to be it for me.
The difference between rollerblading on rough asphalt and smooth asphalt is, it's night and day,
yep,
isn't it?
It's completely different.
Yep.
You don't want to do it if it's rough. You're like, I'm going to walk. Forget this.
This is no fun.
Forget this. You can take my blades, just give it to the next person you see. And then you see the freshly paved road. And I'm like, I need to keep it in my trunk just in case. I was traveling around and there wasn't very many people on it either. And I was like, I should just pull over to the side of the road, pull my blades on and just go.
I was driving through a new neighborhood one time and it was where they had built the road out, but there weren't any houses out there yet.
Yeah.
And there was a guy coming towards me, and I was like, what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
And as we got closer, we slowed down, and this guy had his blades on.
Yeah.
And a hockey stick.
and this beautiful blonde hair and a purple windbreaker, and he was just out for like a Gordon Bombay on the freshly paved asphalt. Like,
where did he come from?
I have no idea, but I'm sure he spotted it.
Was he like, otherworldly?
It felt that way. Like, we all kind of stopped and we were quiet. We were just quiet in the car. What did we just see?
And everybody just envied him. Was like, can I go for a rip too? You wanted to ask him to borrow his blades and a hockey stick and blazer too.
You know how skiers and snowboarders are constantly in search of fresh powder? Mm-hmm. Are bladers
constantly
in search of fresh asphalt, fresh ass?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. They spend their days looking for ass, fresh ass.
It's an ass day, man. Yeah. Great ass day tomorrow.
Gotta wake up early and find that ass.
Hunting for that fresh ass.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Here's a throwback Thursday for you. The Bargain Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have the Bargain Shop in Ontario?
Did have the Bargain Shop, yep.
I drove through Rosetown, Saskatchewan last weekend, and they still have a Bargain Shop there.
Yeah.
I remember their slogan was bargain, bargain, bargain.
Yep.
So you knew what they were all about.
Bargains.
Bargains.
So many bargains. And it was the bright like colors. Like it was red and yellow and green.
Each bargain was in a different color.
Bargain.
Perhaps alluding to the fact that they had bargains
so
on many
bargains.
Different items.
All of the bargains. Would you like a bargain?
This is going to be one of those situations where by the time we're finished talking here, the word bargain doesn't sound right anymore.
It already doesn't.
It's lost all meaning. Bargain.
The bargain.
Doesn't help that we're putting some serious East Coast stank
on it. Gotta put that stank on it, yeah. I pulled my car in to go get the bargain.
Went down to the market.
It's in the garage.
Get some bargains.
Oh, get the bargains.
My wife McKenna said that the Bargain Shop in Provost, Alberta, mm-hmm. had one night each year where they would stay open until midnight, and it was a big deal in town.
Fire out, man.
Because you could go bargain shopping at like 11 o'clock at night. Nothing's open at 11 in a small town. That's a big deal.
Damn.
You might even like wait to go pick up your bargains for that one night just because it was a big event in the town.
Because there's a party at the bargain shop.
Or some of the bargains that night were just so hot that they couldn't sell them in the heat of the day. They had to wait until things cooled off a little.
Yeah, sizzling.
They got to come in after dark because these bargains are too hot.
Oh, my God.
Give me one more good one before we move on.
Bargain.
Bargain.
It's the Bargain Shack.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Someone posted recently about an old radio station vehicle, and I can't recall the station, but the vehicle itself was this bright yellow car, and then it had a trailer attached to it that was designed to look like that bright yellow McDonald's cooler that used to hold the old orange drink.
Yeah, that gross orange drink.
Yeah. Like, it was always at soccer games or strawberry socials, and you'd pour the orange drink out of that, so...
I saw the photo of this vehicle and trailer, and I don't remember it, so I don't think they brought it out to Saskatchewan. I think we got skipped on the old McDonald's orange drink tour.
Well, this is what I was trying to figure out. I was like, what is this for? Like, was the station sponsored by McDonald's, or, like, what is going on? And then you open up the cooler, and you could broadcast inside, so...
Wow.
I was just envisioning that. I was like, that would be a sight to be seen.
You and I in the back of a...
Trying to talk about something serious and just open up the hatch, this cooler. And
you can't take someone seriously when they're talking to you from the back of a giant orange drink cooler, can you? That's hilarious.
It's just like, you know, in this job and you know, many other, there's some kind of slightly obnoxious promo vehicles out there, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I worked at a station once and we had a hearse, but the hearse was, and that's pretty cool. I worked with YTV for a little bit and we drove around in a macaroni truck that was completely ridiculous.
I remember the hearse. Yeah. That thing was pretty cool.
Yeah, and that one was, that was a pretty sweet one.
Wasn't it broken down, like... All the time. So,
yeah, you drive it and you just cross your fingers that it didn't die on you.
I worked at a station that one of our station vehicles was a 1967 Pontiac GTO done up in the station's dressage or whatever the word is. It was super cool.
Well, that's just fancy.
Yeah, it was fun to take out.
That's what you hope for. Okay, and then instead, or you can get the orange drink container.
Oh, my goodness. You know who has a badass promo vehicle?
Who?
Have you seen Red Bull's truck?
Yes.
I don't even know what kind of truck it is.
Yeah. Maybe I haven't seen their truck. I've seen their little
the buggy that has the big Red Bull thing sticking out of it.
Those are all over the place. Yeah. They bring this one out to events sometimes. Oh. I've only seen it a few times, but it's badass. I should look up what kind of vehicle it is. I don't even know.
Okay, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. I mean, another obnoxious one is, of course, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Super obnoxious, yeah.
That one, though, it goes with the brand. Like, that one, I'm like, that's almost so bad it's good, right? Like,
if you had... It's more, the Wienermobile is more famous than the product,
I would
say.
It really is. Yeah, yeah. So that's a good one. This is just the strangest one. Like, the orange drink.
Trying to talk about, like, the municipal budget from the back of a... You're sitting in a giant orange drink cooler right now.
You need to come for an interview, please, Mayor. Mayor Nenji, please come.
Yeah, climb right up through the lid of the cooler and we'll get going here.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Okay, I found that vehicle. It's the Red Bull one. It's a Volvo TP21 Suga.
Oh, wow.
And the one that Red Bull has it's the 1956 version, and it's like an old military vehicle, and it's so cool.
Man, Red Bull would be a pretty sweet company to work for, hey? Like,
they are arguably one of the coolest companies in the whole world.
I don't know if they're actually good to work for. I haven't heard personally from people who work from them, but they sure have an amazing image that they've kept up. And their promo is incredible.
Like, I think there are some issues with their ownership because they're owned by, I want to say, the wealthiest man in Thailand.
Oh,
and
wow.
His family's been in some trouble.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of their branding and promotion, I think we've talked about this before, the things they sponsor like air races and Formula One and jumps from the edge of space
and all their snowboarding, free riding stuff. And then,
and like all their, like what their logoing and stuff is all so cool and so recognizable. Yeah. They've absolutely nailed it.
They have nailed it.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Are you familiar with OnlyFans, Shauna?
Yeah.
It's a subscriber based content site if you're not familiar, but it's, I think, mostly used for amateur porn.
Mm-hmm.
You can post your content and then you can charge people to view it. I mean, there are lots of other types of content on there as well, but it's kind of known for being like an adult content
platform.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Would that be considered cheating to subscribe to someone's OnlyFans? And here's my, you think about that. Here's my thought process. I think most people would consider or would not consider watching adult films to be cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of, it's passive. You're just watching something.
Yeah.
I think far more people would consider it cheating if you were, say, engaging with a performer in a chat room.
Yeah.
And this is going to vary from relationship to relationship, but I'm just speaking generally here, I think. To me, OnlyFans kind of falls into like a gray area there. Like, I know I have a few Instagram friends who do like adult content on OnlyFans, and were I to subscribe to one of their channels, to me that feels like it would be more than just watching adult content.
Yeah. When you start engaging like that, I think you're right. Like, especially if you're requesting they do certain things and like...
You're like talking to the performer.
Yeah, that's... You're more emotionally invested then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas watching porn is kind of just watching a video.
Right.
You know, where you're very detached. So this is a bit of a strange one in between. I'm not sure...
It's like it's a real one-way relationship, right?
Yeah.
They put out the content. They don't know who watches it.
No.
That's it. But if you're, if you're like paying for content from a specific person and then you can message them and they can message you.
Yeah.
It's a gray area, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think I'd be very happy if I found out my boyfriend had subscribed to an OnlyFans account and was like interacting with her. You
Especially
know?
If he knew her?
Yeah. Well, that would be really weird.
Yeah. It feels quite a bit different than just...
Yeah.
Watching a good old skin flick. Hey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you agree then.
I agree.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I accidentally stumbled across this song about the Calgary International Airport.
They have their own song?
Well, they do, apparently. Have a little listen here. This is what it's like.
Hit 100 signal lights, Peterbilts and a traffic light. Getting through these doors has been so slow.
Just wait for it.
Calgary International Airport.
Oh, yeah.
Where the big jet engines roar.
Uh-huh. So that's a thing.
Is it just like a jingle?
It's a full song.
Oh.
I mean, it's a 3.5 minute long song.
Wow. Okay.
A full song. It's by Susan Ray, who I later found out originally had a very famous song called the LA International Airport.
International Airport.
So Same thing, except LA International Airport.
That kind of that's hilarious. That reminds me of the podcast This American Life a few years ago. Did an episode on the song Hello Calgary.
Yeah,
which they rewrote it for like 100 different places. Basically, they just changed the name and would sell it to a different city.
And that's what obviously must have happened here.
Susan Ray's really found her niche here, hey?
She's just like, oh, I'll write that airport song for anyone who needs it. Just hold on, go back right to the end. Sorry, here.
LA International Airport.
So there's that one, or we can just switch it up.
Stewardess, oh. Calgary International Airport.
But was it just those two? Just those two
Those are
airports?
The only two I could find. I was trying to see if more were done. I don't know. Why it would be LA and then just us? Like, did somebody in Calgary hear that song? Go, hey, can you rewrite that for us, please? We need an anthem here as well.
Was it a chart topper?
It was for the LA version.
Oh, really?
The Calgary version, I think at that point it just had come and gone. Like, everybody's like, it's the same song, but with Calgary. Like, what?
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
My son, Bo, who's 5, was at the store with my parents last weekend, and there were two guys in line who were just hammered drunk.
Oh.
Kind of making a bit of a scene. And my parents said, like, Bo knew immediately that something wasn't right.
Yeah.
With these guys, and he was really uneasy about it. They said like he wouldn't like kind of move forward in the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking like McKenna and I don't get real banged up around the kids, so they're not used to seeing
no
adults super drunk like that. Do you remember the first time you were around really drunk adults? Because I know your parents
don't drink.
They don't drink.
No,
my parents weren't big drinkers growing up either.
I do remember. And I was visiting a friend, and it was her aunt. We went horseback riding in her aunt's farm. And her aunt Sandy came home. She was liquored right up.
She was getting after it.
Oh my God! And I remember I saw her, and she was like, she couldn't. She was slurring and she was like stumbling. And I remember, yeah, just being super uneasy and completely creeped out by her. Like I didn't know what was wrong with her.
How old were you?
Maybe 8 or 9.
Okay.
I don't remember. Probably yeah. Around that age. And I remember just kind of hiding behind my friend's mom because I remember seeing Aunt Sandy, and she was just. Like being loud, and I knew something was wrong. I didn't know what it was, but I remember her mom very distinctly being like, no, she's just drunk. It's fine. And I'm like, she's acting like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Marion, protect me. Okay.
Kids are perceptive like that.
Oh,
hey?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember, so this is actually my brother. He was at his friend's cabin. They were there for the weekend. And at the end of the day, his friend's dad was getting after it. You know, he's on his vacation, and he's like, I'm gonna have a bit of fun. And he had his shirt off, and he was listening to Bon Jovi and like playing air guitar.
Oh yeah.
And they were sitting up in the loft watching, and they're like, "What's wrong with your dad?" And then my brother's friend yelled down, "Hey, Dad, can you take us tubing tomorrow?" And he's like, "Boys, I already told you. If it's clear, we're fishing. Huh. If it's tubing, we're tubing." They're like, what are you talking about? If it's like, tubing, we're tubing.
Doesn't make sense, Dad.
He's banged up.
God.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Fiddling with Shauna, she plays that dang thing fine. Fiddling with Shauna on X-99.
X92.9, do you know that one?
Hi, is it The Sims?
Oh, yes.
That's it, Sean. Well done.
Wow.
Hi.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, well, we got two passes for you to check out Zero Latency VR.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Joe, how obsessed were you with The Sims?
I played The Sims a lot, actually. It was not bad, half bad.
Okay, because there's the new ones that keep coming out, and everyone's talking about all the different, like, the screens and the waiting, the theme songs for all the different ones, and that's kind of how this all got inspired.
Oh, there you go.
I never played The Sims. I was a roller coaster tycoon myself.
So. I prefer roller coaster.
That one was good, too.
I dabbled in both, you know? I dabbled a little bit to see which one I liked, and I didn't get super involved with either, but The Sims, I remember when it was super old school. Like, I remember when it first came out and trying to mess around with it.
Those are the type of games that you can get, like, so hooked on, and you're like, man, I've been playing for 4 hours. I got to I got to do something with myself here. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
You black out and come back, and it's 5 hours. Oh, oh God.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
We got a message from a friend of the show, Elisa, on Facebook the other day. And she was saying that Mercury is back in retrograde.
That explains it all.
This started on June 18th, so a week ago, and it's going to last for 3 weeks total. So we have 2 more weeks left with Mercury in retrograde. And
wow.
I agree with you, Shauna. I think that explains probably everything that's happening. It's not that the year 2020 sucks.
No.
As we've mentioned.
Mercury.
Mercury has been in retrograde twice this year. So clearly, everything bad that's happened is because of that.
Actually, maybe even more than that. I haven't looked. Maybe we missed a retrograde of Mercury at one point.
Perhaps. When's the next one?
Oh, they come. Apparently, they come more often than I thought, which is terrifying because every time it's in retrograde, people freak out. And yes. I'm like, well, if it happens several times a year, then this is just madness.
Because it affects everything. This was an article. It was called 6 Mercury Retrograde Summer 2020 Do's and Don'ts.
Oh, my God.
So.
This is. I mean, yeah, that explains everything. Although I'm shocked, like, was Mercury in retrograde when coronavirus came? Because then it would obviously be Mercury's fault,
I was
right?
trying to remember the first time Mercury went into retrograde this year.
It was in February.
Well, yeah, I guess.
16th.
The virus first showed up, as far as we know, in Asia in December?
I'll look if it was retrogradal Mercury.
But it made its way here.
I was like, that's a word.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, that, you know, at least we know. At least, so we have to hide away in our houses for the next couple of weeks until it becomes out of retrograde.
And then things should start to get better.
In the meantime, charge your crystals and stay inside.
And if anything bad happens now, you know why. You can just look up at the sky and shake your fist and say, damn.
Something happened
Mercury.
At work. It was just, damn it's you. Mercury. It's retrograde old Mercury.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
As playgrounds have reopened and kids are playing at them, my boyfriend Cliff was telling me that cops have been really cracking down on activities that have been happening in the playgrounds.
No. I can see where you're going here.
Yeah. He said in Prince Albert, the cops are being criticized for going a little too buck wild policing the playgrounds. So then I tried to find the article backing this up, and I accidentally typed in playground cops, and much to my disdain, I found out that playground police are in fact a thing. In fact, playgroundpolice.com is a website.
And what do they do?
They're police who check that playgrounds are safe for the children.
Okay. So it's like an inspection company then?
It's an inspection company, and they're called the Playground Police. And then as all of this happened, I was just like,
you did this. You did this to us.
Cliff, why did he send me that message? And then I had to check, and I was like, I don't believe you. I was hoping that I wouldn't find anything. And I was like, no, you're just making this crap up.
Reluctantly typing in
playground cops. By the rules we will abide, or we'll ban you from the slide.
Playground cops.
We've got reports of someone hogging the swing. We're gonna check it out.
Monkey bars are better than behind bars.
Jungle gym cops.
We're gonna let this one slide.
Oh, my God. That was a 12-kid dad joke.
Swing set cops!
That's how many kids there are at the park.
We are cops at the park. If you misbehave, kids will narc.
I saw you breaking the law. Boo!
That's a 14-kid dad joke. How many more of these you got?
Children's Recreation cops!
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.